Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, and it's the fifth Wednesday of the month. We always visit with people from Big Stone Therapies here in Madison, and this is going to be a special Wellness Wednesday for me because we have Kelsey Lund in the studio with us for the first time. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, usually we're talking sports and we see each other, right?
Yes, it's very different.
Very different now, yeah, that's for sure. We're going to talk medical stuff here in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Kelsey, first. You graduated from Lac-Parle?
Yep, graduated from Lac-Parle, and then I went to Northwestern in St. Paul, played basketball there.
I caught a few games.
You know, you did. And then graduated from there and went to PT school at Concordia in St. Paul and started working for Big Stone in June of last year after graduating.
Yeah, and here you are.
Yes, here
You're
I am.
You're in the full-time workforce now.
Oh, yeah.
Kelsey and I go way back. I think you were in like 7th or 8th grade when you were playing varsity out basketball at Lac-Parle, right?
Yep, yep.
And we kept taking pictures every year. It always shows up on my memories, so I actually let our listeners know that Kelsey's the all-time leading scorer in basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Boys or girls, right?
Yes. Yep.
And that record, you want that record to stand, right?
It's still there, but hopefully someone breaks it.
Oh, you don't want that? No. Yeah, so, yeah, Kelsey had a great athletic career. And now here she is working for Big Stone Therapies here in Madison. And how do you like your job so far, Kelsey?
It's great. I love getting to interact with patients each and every day and visit with those that I knew before coming back to a small town. So it's great.
Good. Should mention she just got engaged too. So that's why the big smile on her face.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the lucky guy?
His name is Noah Stelter from Dawson.
Yeah, and a lot of people know Noah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Is that a date yet?
It will be in September 11th of this year.
Okay, well, that'll be here before you know
it. I know, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Kelsey drew the short straw today up there, so that's why you're here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Matt, does he just tell you you're going to do it? Or?
They pretty much nominated me to be this week, so.
Okay. All right, so what are we going to talk about, Kelsey?
What we're going to talk about is dry needling, which is something that I recently got certified in.
What is dry needling?
It's very similar to acupuncture. I'm sure lots of people have heard about acupuncture. Oh. But dry needling is more using just a thin needle to puncture the skin, and it helps with acute and chronic inflammation, muscle pain, or those knots that you like to think of. The difference between that and acupuncture is that dry needling is more for like trigger points, and acupuncture is more for the energy-based treatment.
So the needle actually goes into the muscle then?
Yep. Okay. Usually it can go into a muscle, tendon, ligament, any soft tissue.
Okay. How many needles do you use? What if people are scared of needles, like me?
Typically, if you're scared of needles, we would talk about it beforehand and discuss it, and if you feel like it's too much, we probably won't do it. But usually with each treatment, probably 8 to 10 needles, I would say, is probably the average. We can use more or less, just depending on what the patient can tolerate.
Okay. Is it painful?
I've actually had it done to myself when I took the class. It's not painful. It might just feel like a little pinprick.
Prick, yeah.
Yep. And then usually if it hits the right spot, it feels like a deep ache. But other than that, it's pretty harmless.
Okay. I know you mentioned it, but what's the purpose of this again?
It's to help treat different chronic pain conditions or just acute muscle strains, anything like that.
So if you have a muscle strain or a muscle pull, that's what you use it for.
Yep. So if, say, someone has a point on their body that's super tender and it's been bothering them for a while, we can stick a needle in there and hopefully it helps to loosen up the muscle a little bit, break up the tissues.
Okay, and that needle, when it gets in the muscle, what does it do? It expand it?
So it goes in, it's essentially giving damage to the tissue, which doesn't sound great, but it helps with teaching the muscle how to heal itself. And then it brings more blood flow and helps loosen up the muscle.
Oh, you're just certified in this, you said?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Where do you go? How do you do that? You practice on people?
So you have to sign up for a class. It's a whole weekend. So I did a whole Friday, Saturday, Sunday down in the cities. We practice pretty much the whole weekend on our partners and other people in the class just so that we know what we're doing before we do it on an actual patient.
Right. Oh, I forget her name. She was in here before, but she what's that? Fashionista or fashionista?
Fashion. The myofascial.
You say it.
Yeah, the myofascial release.
Yeah, I had that done on me. Wow, did that make a big difference?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and
needling kind of does the same thing then.
Yep, very similar. And with needling, we can kind of do it in conjunction with therapy, so we could do some of the myofascial release or even give you some exercises to try and help.
Okay. Yeah, it's always, you always learn something new, right? When you're in this business, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're always learning to do new things and try new things. So.
Yep, and it's a fairly new thing, so a lot of people are unsure of what it is and what it does.
So what kind of results have you seen using this then?
I've had quite a few patients with like chronic neck pain, headaches that I treated for 5 or 6 times with needling, and they got some relief right away, and then it just continued to go on and on. And
okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's anything else that you'd like to mention, or
The biggest thing with dry needling, if you do have it done as a treatment, is that it's not covered by insurance companies, so it would be an out-of-pocket cost each time that it's done.
All right, and you've had patients that come back for it and say, "Oh, hey, that worked really well."
Yes. Yep. I've had a few that liked it the first time, and then they said it brought them more relief than they thought, so then they wanted to try it again and continued to have relief from it.
Okay. I see you have a pile of notes in front of you there. Anything else? What do we got?
I would say I'll maybe just list off some of the things that it can be used for.
Okay.
Like neck, back pain, headaches, chronic pain, Achilles tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, knee pain or knee arthritis, muscular strains, ligament sprains, shoulder pain, sciatica, or the tennis and golfer's elbow are a lot of common conditions or diagnoses that we treat.
So it does help with back pain if you've got a back injury or something,
yep,
huh?
Yep, it can. The back pain is probably one of the more common ones. Okay. So, but yeah, it's been helpful in some of those conditions.
Awesome. How often do you do this then, or till the patient gets better, or is there a limit or time span? Or
there's no really limit. It's kind of how much relief the patient gets from that first time. I would say some get it in 3 to 4 times. Some it takes a little longer. Some maybe even less. It's just...
Yeah, it kind of sounds scary. Needles, you know. But it's actually probably not, right?
No, the needles are very, very small. You... Yeah. Don't really feel them when they go in. It's just that initial poke.
Yeah.
And
you get a lot of relief from it, I bet.
Yes, yes. Some people get immediate relief that next day. So.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how'd we do?
Good.
This is really different for me because I'm always talking sports with her, but not today. So.
I know.
What do you like about working at Big Stone Therapy, Kelsey?
I guess the biggest thing is it's a company in a smaller towns, and it's nice to get to build the relationships with people that I knew beforehand and seeing them in a different light.
Yep.
And it's great. The people I work with, they're wonderful and very helpful.
Good. What I like is people like kids that graduate from the school, local schools, come back to live here. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
I know you like living, or when you're at Northwestern and Concordia in the cities. That's a little different than out here, right?
Yeah. When I graduated high school, I told myself I was never moving back. And then here I am today. So.
I love it. That's awesome, Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think we touched on everything then.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in and be on Wellness Wednesday. And good luck with the wedding plans.
How are the
wedding plans doing?
They're coming along. It's stressful, but slowly coming together.
All right. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
All right, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Kelsey Lund. Kelsey's a physical therapist at Big Stone Therapy. And how can people get an appointment with you, or how does that work? Does it need to be a referral?
You would have to see your provider and then mention that you would like to have it done, and they would be able to send the referral to therapy. And
okay, that's how that works. All right, and that's another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. Thanks for listening.